Khal Drogo and his blood riders led them through the great bazaar of the Western Market, down the broad ways beyond. Danny followed, close on her silver, staring at the strangeness about her. Vaiz Dothrak was at once the largest city and the smallest that she had ever known. She thought it must be 10 times as large as Pentos, a vastness without walls or limits. Its broad, wind-swept streets, paved in grass and mud, and carpeted with wild flowers. In the free cities of the West, towers and manses and hovels and bridges and shops and halls all crowded in on one another. But Vaiz Dothrak sprawled languorously, baking in the warm sun, ancient, arrogant, and empty. Even the buildings were so queer to her eyes. She saw carved stone pavilions, manses of woven grass as large as castles, rickety wooden towers, step pyramids faced with marble, log halls open to the sky. In place of walls, some palaces were surrounded by thorny hedges. None of them are alike, she said. Your brother had part of the truth, Sir Jorah admitted. The Dothraki do not build. 1,000 years ago, to make a house, they would dig a hole in the earth and cover it with a woven grass roof. The buildings, you see, were made by slaves brought here from lands they've plundered, and they built each after the fashion of their own peoples.